From Washington, I'm Wally Hines.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I guess Ron, is Ron still on the line or no? Okay, all right, all right. Well, thank you guys for calling in. We were talking in the previous hour how we were going to discuss this case by the Michigan Supreme Court allowing drivers now to be able to smoke their medical marijuana prior to driving and it not being considered an illegal act. So we're going to be talking about medical marijuana and drivers being allowed to drive while having it in their system, and when do we call it impaired, when don't we? So this medical marijuana case is a pretty significant one. Speaking of drugs, we're going to talk about Brad Pitt. I guess he admitted that he was on drugs during the seven-year marriage to Jennifer Aniston. I know some of you are kind of questioning, you know, why would he do that if, you know, he's married to Jennifer Aniston, he's on drugs, he goes off drugs, marries Angelina Jolie. I'm not too sure about that. I'm not really as in and up on the Hollywood news as possible, you know, but, you know, Brad Pitt, idolized by many, yeah, had his own issues with drugs. Pretty heroic of him to come out with that. Also, it looks like a U.S. appeals court has ruled that consumers can actually sue department stores. If you're purchasing a product and the discount on the tag is over exaggerated to the point that you buy the product because you think you're actually saving all that money and the markdown is false, you could actually sue the department store. Right? And then barbecues. Outdoor grills contain twice as many germs as toilet seats. Didn't we just talk about purses? Didn't we just talk about how purses have, I guess, five times more germs than toilet seats? Well, your outdoor grill does. I would think you'd burn it off while you're cooking, but just something to think about before you all start your summertime grilling. So as you can see, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the Michigan Supreme Court has ruled yesterday that medical marijuana users are not automatically breaking the law if they're caught driving after using the drug. The court unanimously overturned an appeals court decision in the case of Grand Transverse County man Rodney Kuhn. He was stopped in 2010 for speeding, going nearly 30 miles per hour over the speed limit. But he had admitted to smoking medical marijuana earlier. Excuse me. Whew. Not that much to make him cough. And a blood test revealed that he did have marijuana in his system. Okay? And it is illegal, from what I understand, in Michigan for drivers to consume marijuana. But the state high court, Supreme Court, said medical marijuana users have some protection. The court says police must show that a driver actually was under the influence of marijuana for the charge to stick. Now, I mean, our police officers are kind of busy as it is. What tools do police officers have to be able to demonstrate influence or not? Remember, if that police officer lets you get back on the road, he's liable. Apparently, Michigan voters approved medical marijuana use in 2008. The medical marijuana law, quote-unquote, shields registered patients from prosecution for the internal possession of marijuana. But The law also prohibits driving while under the influence of marijuana. But the law doesn't specify what level of marijuana in the body constitutes being under the influence. This is something we have been talking about over and over and over again. Now, mind you, all right, I have no problem with people on medical marijuana. I don't prescribe it. I don't get involved at that level. There are doctors that do. If my patients tell me they take medical marijuana, I do very intriguingly find that my medical marijuana patients are pretty healthy. I mean, they're of better weights. They don't seem to be using antidepressants. They don't seem to be drinking. They're smokers. A lot of them are smokers, regular tobacco smokers. But, you know, for the most part, my marijuana smokers are pretty healthy. But I do have a huge problem with somebody being under the influence, especially since in our city in Las Vegas, three teenagers died when another teenager who had marijuana in her system, ran into them and killed them on the side of the road. So we are very aware of marijuana impairment when driving. I also have a problem with overtaxing our police officers who are already working their tails off with the burden of deciding how impaired are you based on the level of marijuana in your system. The court suggested lawmakers consider setting a marijuana limit similar to a blood alcohol limit, okay? That's according to USA Today. Now, what just happened with alcohol with the National Transportation and Safety Board? They suggested a 0.05% alcohol limit. And we equated that to one drink, one glass of wine, one shot, one beer for a woman, two for a man. So if alcohol is now being limited to a very tiny amount prior to driving, okay, they have to do the same thing for marijuana. They say it goes almost without saying that the medical marijuana law is an imperfect statute, the interpretation of which was repeatedly required this court's intervention. The justice said, indeed, this case could have easily resolved if the law had provided a definition of under the influence. You can't come up with an under the influence amount with marijuana, just like it's very difficult with alcohol. How many of you have a drink or two and don't feel impaired? But we came up with a level for alcohol. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Is there a breath test on the horizon? 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. 866-226-2237, extension 130.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Survivalists, for you, being prepared is more than just a precaution. It's a way of life. And now it's time to gear up at the Prepare to Endure Expo, coming to the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California, Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th. Together with the Wounded Heroes Fund and 511 Tacticals, listen to nationally known speakers like Tim Ralston from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers and the survival mom, Lisa Bedford. Take a survival class and learn skills that can save a life and last forever. Check out the latest and greatest products at the Longevity booth and shop for deeply discounted survival gear and preparedness items from over 60 vendors. Visit preparetoendure.com. Active military and kids 16 and under are free, and your ticket is good for both days. If you and your family attend one event this year, this should be it. Survival favors the prepared, and the Prepare to Endure Expo will entertain and educate everyone in your family. Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th at the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California. preparetoendure.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I don't know. I don't hear voices. I'm just saying whatever y'all were just talking about. You ain't lying. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 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 Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dial. Some of you have asked if I'm going to be at the Truckers New Media Social Convention at Kansas City this year, third annual. I was there last year, got to meet many of you. I'm hoping to. It's a little bit off. It's October, I believe, 11th through the 13th in Kansas City. I am working on it, though, and I will let you guys know if I'll be able to be out there. But from what I understand, the discount rate is going on. I think $79 or $99 a ticket. So please go to truckingsocialmedia.com to get yourself set up for that conference for those of you that are truckers out there. All right, so Michigan Supreme Court says you could smoke your medical marijuana prior to getting behind the wheel. How are police supposed to then take on the responsibility of deciding if you are impaired or not? Here's the stickler to this. Now, our police officers have the breathalyzer test for alcohol. That's great. Okay, can you please step out of the car, ma'am? Can you please step out of the car, sir? Step out of the car, then make jokes. Dude, why? What's up, dude? You want me to walk the line? I'll walk the line. I'll walk the line. All right, so they walk the line. Johnny Cash it. All right, then they breathe into the breathalyzer test for alcohol. All right, if the National Transportation Safety Board's recommendations for all states to lower the alcohol limit to 0.05% flies, after a drink or two, you could already be considered driving under the influence. He now has the breathalyzer test as proof. You're under the influence. Can throw you back into the cop car. Take it to the station. Okay? With marijuana, currently, from what I understand, we don't have a breathalyzer test that's available to all police officers. From what we understand, for police officers to determine if you are under any influence of the marijuana, they have you take it to the station and get a blood test or a urine test or a hair test. Then, if the results come back marijuana in the system, all right, there really isn't an amount that has come up to say, okay, if you're at this parts per billion or milliliter per millimole, you're under the influence. All right? And the reason why it's so difficult for them to come up with a level is, let's say you smoked marijuana 3-4 weeks ago and you have traces in the blood. All right, but if you were smoked 3-4 weeks ago, many of you who smoke marijuana will probably say, look, Dr. Dahlia, if I smoked 3-4 weeks ago and it's still in the blood, or it's still in my hair, or for some reason elements are still in the urine, come on, that was a few weeks ago. I could drive now. You got an argument. But if somebody just smoked and it's in their lungs, and it's about to get metabolized into the body, they could also have lower levels. With marijuana, it's not as cut and dry as it is with alcohol. Do you guys get that? So you could just smoke a joint, get behind the wheel, and what's coming out of your kidneys or what's in your blood system may still be a smaller amount than when it gets kind of fully metabolized. So it makes it a little difficult to say, well, wait a second, is that small level because you just took a hit, or is it because it's been in your system for a few weeks and it's metabolizing out? All right, so obviously we need a breathalyzer test. A breathalyzer test will give us more of an acute reading. Now, mind you, all right, I know I'm not the biggest fan. I'm not a fan at all of you driving under the influence of marijuana, although I do support my patients who do need medical marijuana. All right, I get that. If their doctor is giving them medical marijuana, I don't interfere. Okay, I mean, if that's what's helping them, and especially with our cancer patients, if that's helping them, I mean, all the power to them. So I'm fine with that. All right, but I also realize that many of you that do smoke pot or you do live in states that do allow marijuana, you could really be caught between a rock and a hard place with this very clouded area, right, of when you are impaired. All right, if you smoke marijuana a few weeks ago, now you're driving, you get into an accident, are you going to already be the guilty party because you have marijuana in the system and they don't? This causes a huge litigation mess for everybody now. So them developing a roadside breath test is paramount and extremely urgent and needs to be expedited. Now, end of April, we heard about a new roadside breathalyzer test that could be close to being commercially available. Swedish scientists were able to identify 12 substances in the breath of at least 40 patients who had taken drugs in the previous 24 hours. And the research that occurred about a month ago was in the Journal of Breath Research. It looked at Xanax. It looked at benzoylecanine. cocaine. I apologize. It's a cocaine byproduct in the exhaled breath. It also looked at methadone, amphetamine, methamphetamine, cocaine, morphine, tetrahydrocannabinol, which is the active ingredient of marijuana, the THC, buprenorphine, which is a synthetic narcotic, Valium, oxazepam, which is a sedative, and the benzodiazepine. And we discussed this a month ago. These were able to be detected in a person's breath. The only problem is we still don't have this readily available for our police officers. What we understand is some of the breathalyzers already in certain production, you breathe into the breathalyzer, then that little filter has to be taken to the station and then be analyzed by a lab. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So you still don't get right then and there results. So then what do you do with the driver? All right, do you take the driver in with you to the station? I mean, the driver's on his way to work, for crying out loud. You take the filter out of the breathalyzer, and I'm not sure if this Swedish-made sense abuse has that filter mechanism, but yeah, it does have a microparticle filter. Yep. It does have a microparticle filter. The filter can be sealed and stored until analysis is conducted using lab tests known as liquid chromatography and mass spectrometry. So what do you as the driver do? If you have any inclination that you could have used pot, your police officer that pulls you over for speeding is now, you know, burdened with this, and you are burdened also with this whole process. We don't have breathalyzer tests thus far where you could just blow into it and they say, all right, marijuana. I don't understand why it's taking so long. It's easier for alcohol. They just don't have that yet, that capability. They could breathe into a filter. The filter gets taken to the lab, mass spectrometry, liquid chromatography. They could use determine the results. What are you supposed to do as a driver? Does the police officer let you leave and go back on the road? This is a complete mess. And it actually hurts the citizens that do want to benefit from living in a state that does have legalized marijuana. So I don't know what the answer is. So now the Michigan Supreme Court overturned the ruling that the gentleman who smoked pot prior to driving nobody took a test to show that he was under the influence. So what's going to have to happen now is the more you ask, the more you get, and sometimes the more restricting it is. States are going to now have to randomly pull a number out of their colon, slap it down in a law saying this parts per billion or millimoles per milliliter, I forget how it's measured, is going to tell us, is going to then be the magic number. Well, some of you have different metabolism. Some of you have different, you know, ways that you metabolize things. Look at alcohol. When you heard that 0.05% would be the limit that officers would use for DUIs if the states adopt the National Transportation and Safety Board's recommendation, and you heard that it equated to one drink in a woman or two drinks to men, I think it scared the living booty out of you. Because how many of you have a beer, all right, at a friend's house at the barbecue? It's a Memorial Day coming up. So you have a beer, all right, at your friend's house, right? Then later that night, you open up another beer. Now it's time to go home. Is that enough to impair you? For some of you, you'd say, yep, I'm woozy. For some of you, you'd say, oh, hell no, I've been drinking a couple beers my whole life. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I think we're going to see things more restrictive than many people who smoke pot want them to be. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A little bit later this hour, Oklahoma mayor wants to require tornado shelters in all new homes. We'll talk about the cost of that and why I think many of us agree that's a good idea. Also, NASA is able to possibly create food out of a 3D printer using insects. We're going to talk about that. We were talking about drugs. in terms of marijuana, driving under the influence. Brad Pitt has admitted that during his marriage to Jennifer Aniston, he had been on drugs most of that time, he said. He said, for a long time, I thought I did too much damage, drug damage. I was a bit of a drifter, a guy who felt he grew up in something of a vacuum and wanted to see things, wanted to be inspired. I followed that other things, and I spent years blanking off. Okay, I don't want to go into that word, but then I got burnt out and felt that I was wasting my opportunity. It was a conscious change. This was about a decade ago. It was an epiphany. Now he's in a relationship with Angelina Jolie, and there's 6 children. All right, so I know, I always felt bad. I've always been on Team Jennifer. When he left Jennifer Aniston to be with Jolie, I was sad about that. But, you know, we'll move on. I don't talk too much about Hollywood news unless I'm really, really interested in the person that we're talking about. And we've talked about Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie enough over the last few years. Now, we were talking about children's punishments, right? Oh, what's a good way to punish children? After we heard news that a woman is facing 100 days in jail after spanking a foster child with a wooden spoon, and a biological mother who was granted visitation rights saw that there were bruises on the kid's tushy. Some of you have weighed in. I just want to quickly go through some of your responses, and then we'll go from there. So 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yeah, this is Russ from Wyoming. As a kid, my dad, I was acting up in a car in kind of a bad part of town. My dad pulled over immediately, let me out of the car, told me to get out of the car, drove around the block, and I was bawling. I thought he had left me. We're 6 miles from home. He told me to walk home. Now, with my kids, I have 3 kids under 10, and if they do something wrong and nobody wants to fess up to it, I have them hold their arms straight out until the guilty party confesses. Works every time. They'll usually last about 30 seconds doing that.
That's pretty cool. There was a lot of discussion on our answer line, and I can't play them all for you, on, you know, is the punishment I do with my child considered illegal? That was the topic of part of yesterday's show when, like we said, this Connecticut foster mom had to plead guilty to third-degree assault for spanking a child with a wooden spoon. And so some of you asked if, you know, certain time out or going to bed without supper. One of you asked, is going to bed without supper considered illegal? And I mean, I know for many of us, that's one of the ways we were punished. I mean, we were punished with more than a wooden spoon when we were younger. But nowadays, many of these punishments would be considered illegal. Before I answer that question, going back to the caller who left a message about the sons or children leaving their arms out, standing there with their arms out. I mean, if it's for about 30 seconds, I don't think that would be against the law. Again, I think, Jake, I'm just as shocked as you all about how things have been changing in terms of what is considered worth incarceration versus not in terms of punishing our kids. And so, if it works, right? And, you know, nobody's really getting bodily harm, right? By, standing there with their arms out in front of them. I don't really see a huge problem with it if it's only 30 seconds. But what about sending your kid without supper, sending your kid to bed without supper? I can't comment on if that would now be considered illegal, because one of you had informed me that you did that with one of your children, and your child would act up, and you would send him to bed without supper. The child told the teacher at school the next day, and Child Protective Services was called to your house. Now, I guess where this becomes difficult, just like when we were talking about with the marijuana, is where is the line drawn? Now, when I got sent to my room without supper, it usually was once in a blue moon thing. But if you're not feeding your kid four or five times a week, yes, the authorities will be involved. You know, my suggestion, by the way, one of you had also written me last night saying, what do you do with a child that claims you did something that you didn't? Oh, I mean, that is difficult. You got some real smart teenagers out there. I don't know what to say. You know, one of my kids tried to pull that on me. We were in the middle of Walmart, and he wanted something, and he wanted me to buy him a little toy out of the, I guess, the Clone Wars, something like that. And I said, oh, hell no, no way. No, it's not your birthday. It's not Christmas, Hanukkah time. No, no, hell no. And he got mad. And I go, you give me some attitude, you're grounded. And what I was going to ground him from was a pretty meaty grounding, right? You know, he didn't like it. It was either not going to a birthday party or, you know, losing his computer access or whatever. So he goes, oh, Mom, you aren't going to hit me, are you? And I look at him, right? And already you start seeing the Walmart moms look, okay? And start to look like, what am I going to do? And I go, what are you talking about? Where? Who hit what? Mom, you look like you're going to hit me. And I go, do you want a spanking? I have no problem giving you a spanking. Why, are you asking for one? I'm hearing your ask. Are you asking for a spanking? No. All right, that's what I heard. Now, okay, now this other woman, she went to jail for a spanking with a wooden spoon, which was another question one of you left on our answer line. What are you allowed to spank your kids with? I don't think you're allowed to spank your kids at all anymore. What I'm getting from this is no spankings allowed. Now, when I basically said I was going to whoop the kids' butt, you know, I love Walmart moms. They were like, mm-hmm, yeah, you go, girl. you need any help over there? I go, I got it. Thank you, though. Remember that? Remember, like, when we were growing up, any mama in that neighborhood was allowed to whoop your butt. Right? Okay, now, I moved a lot as a kid, but there was one neighborhood where my mom was really friendly with the other moms. And I came to really appreciate my mom because these other moms whooped your butt way worse than my mom did. I thought my mom was bad. Oh, no. And if my mom was busy cooking dinner and I was outside and one of the other mamas was out there, she had full authority to whoop my butt. So this kind of group communal punish your kid thing, it really kept us in line because the moms knew that if they weren't around, the kid would act up so that a lieutenant mommy could be around and be in charge of discipline. Now, no more. Even though I'm really grateful to the Walmart moms ready to come to the rescue and help with the butt whooping, we didn't have to whoop the kid's butt, but I don't know what to tell you. If your kid does that, I mean, you need to find a way to set them straight that that stuff is not tolerated by no means. All right? But then also, if you are going to do a punishment and you think the kid is going to blab to school, then you may have to come up with a punishment that won't have Child Protective Services coming to your house. Taking away TV for a month, taking away computers for a month is not endangering the child. Taking away meals could be construed as that. So I can't recommend taking away meals. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Give me the news. I got a bad case.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products, and be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire 3-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit, but hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. And I need to remember to take my speech therapy classes. In the previous hour, we talked about medications that truckers are supposed to be okay to drive on, and medications that probably would not be okay. I urge you to listen to that podcast. We also talked about photosensitive drugs, which medications could possibly cause you to have a photosensitive, phototoxic, or photoallergic reaction, what the difference was with those, and what medications to watch out for. So please, if you miss any part of the Dr. Dahlia Show, you could always go to GCN Live, or you could go to my website at drdahlia.com, hit on podcast shows, clips. It takes you to a previous podcast. You can listen to the certain hours of the show. And also on your iPhone app or your Android app. They're free. Make sure you download them. So the Oklahoma mayor, after the aftermath of one of the worst tornadoes we have ever seen in Moore City, Oklahoma, Glenn Lewis, the mayor, has proposed an ordinance, or plans to in the next couple days, at the Moore City Council that would modify building codes to require the construction of reinforced shelters in every new home in the town of 56,000. The suburb had also been hit by a massive tornado back in 1999 that followed nearly the same path as the storm did on Monday that killed at least 24 people. Lewis says he's confident he'll get the 4 votes needed on the 6-member council. The measure could be enforced within months. Underground safe rooms are typically built below garages and can cost around $4,000. I got to tell you something. Living in Las Vegas, many people were considering doing that, putting in safe homes, but it was too expensive because of all the caliche we have, where it's very, very rocky dirt underneath our ground, extremely rocky and difficult. We couldn't build a shelter in our neck of the woods for that inexpensive. I know $4,000 is a lot of money, but when I looked at that price to build an underground safe room, oh my gosh. I wish we could do something like that in Las Vegas, where we could have an underground safe room. I understand we don't have, you know, tornadoes or hurricanes or anything like that, but with this world being as crazy as it is, I definitely want a bunker. I would love all houses to have a bunker. Why not? I wish we could do something like that where we live for $4,000. It's a shame that residents will have to even be concerned to even take on that multi-$1,000 burden. But I love the idea of all new homes having that, and the push to have certain structures, including schools. I'm not sure how it would work with schools. Well, where there is an underground shelter that these kids could later be protected by. Again, shout out to the teachers who guarded these kids and threw themselves on top of the kids to protect them during the storm. It's a shame that our teachers have to continually put their lives at risk, between the shootings, between the tornadoes. God bless our teachers. If you don't want to wait for Teacher Appreciation Day, give them a hug, please. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, California retailers may be liable now for large money awards if they falsely advertise that their products are on sale. Yeah, I mean, how long have we been going on with this as consumers, where you go to a store, they say they marked something down $150, and you're like, really? I'm getting a deal. And you go, really? Really? Was this piece of luggage really $290? Are you kidding me? Anyway, a federal appeals court yesterday revived a potential class action lawsuit alleging that Kohl's Department Stores Incorporated misstated in advertising that items had been marked down. The U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals said California consumer laws permit such lawsuits if the customer would not have made the purchase but for the perceived bargain. How the heck do you prove that? I mean, this, anybody could say, yeah, I purposely bought at Kohl's. This could be a multi-million dollar payout. This is crazy. Judge Stephen Reinhardt said price advertisements matter. When a consumer purchases merchandise on the basis of false price information, when a consumer alleges that he would not have made the purchase but for the misrepresentation, he has standing to sue. That's true. If there's misrepresentation, consumers are allowed to sue. But, okay, so these outlets and these department stores have markup. They're allowed to have markup. I don't know how much we want government involved in deciding what markup is allowable and what isn't, but we do know that if stores buy things at cost, they're allowed to mark it up. Then they mark it up to a degree, and we've known this happens, and then they mark it down to a sale price, and the sale price usually isn't below what cost was. So they still don't lose money. Okay, I mean, we've known that's what stores do. I told you what happened to me at a major department store. I still shop there, but I told you what happened before on Black Friday, Thanksgiving weekend. I wanted to buy something. I wanted to go shopping before Black Friday because I thought Black Friday prices were jacked up. I saw a bike for my kid years ago that I wanted. It was a Spider-Man bike. I wanted the Spider-Man bike, and I wanted to buy it before it got taken up during Black Friday and before prices got jacked up. I asked one of the workers there to employees to help me take it down so I could buy it, and he said no. He goes, look, it's going to be cheaper on Friday. I go, yeah, but it'll be sold then, even if it's cheaper. He said, no, get here at 6 a.m. So I got there at 6 a.m. on Black Friday. The bike was gone, and all the other bikes were $20 more than they were on that Wednesday. So, for me, I do all my Christmas shopping before Thanksgiving. So, I mean, we've seen this the whole time. But now, to allow, you know, people to sue, Antonio Hinojos actually was the one that filed the lawsuit, alleging he would not have made several purchases at Kohl's had he known the prices did not represent actual markdowns. He bought a Samsonite luggage that was advertised as 50% off its original price of $299.99. The lawsuit will be a class action suit. All right, we're going to move on. But I just wonder how that's going to go, because how many Kohl's customers may want in on this class action suit saying, I wouldn't have bought the blouse or bought the wallet if it wasn't for the pricing. That could just, man, open everything up. All right, bad weather could raise your blood pressure and even kill you. They say Scottish researchers have found that air temperature changes affect blood pressure. Well, we know that because we talked about the winter cold, right? And the first snow you need to shovel is usually a very high peak for heart attacks. So this is nothing new. I've already talked about it on my show. But let's give the Scottish researchers their due. They say over time, fluctuations of blood pressure raise the odds of dying by more than a third. Lack of sunshine and inches of rain can also take their toll, according to the Glasgow University study. They say blood vessels near the surface are known to narrow in cold weather. It conserves heat, and blood vessel constriction raises blood pressure. So what do you do if you live in an area where temperature fluctuates? I live in Las Vegas. The Las Vegas desert, it goes up and down all the time. Right, it's 90 degrees one day and could be 70 degrees another. Not too sure. Just, you know, make sure your blood pressure is in the type of control where it won't spike with stressors such as that. That would be my probably my advice. All right, guys, don't go away. Another hour coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down
to the little white church. This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope. Optimize health with K48 Plus.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.